Over the last several days, a crowd of migrants awaiting U.S. processing outside a Texas border community has grown to more than 10,000. The migrants, who are mostly from Haiti, have been sheltering under a major bridge there. And while the Biden administration has been trying to speed up processing, officials are also expecting the crowd to grow further in coming days. For more on this, we're joined by Aurelis Hernandez, who's reporting on the ground in Del Rio, Texas, for The Washington Post. Aurelis, welcome to the NewsHour. Thank you for making the time. If you've been following your reporting and others, there are some horrific conditions on the ground there. Just describe for us what it is you're seeing in Del Rio, Texas.
So I'm in the car because I just got a glimpse of what the improvised encampment looks like. You can't see that much. What you see are, you know, people sort of huddled beneath this bridge because it offers some shade from the sun out here. And there's just thousands of people there, some people who've made shelters out of the carrizo cane that lines the river. People have brought, you know, blankets over and tried to make little shelters over there. But it's just overcrowded. There's human refuse, I'm told, by people who've been closer to the situation. And the sheriff here in Valverde County did not take us closer because of what he described as, in his words, right, third world country conditions and it being pretty dangerous.
Aurelis, the top Border Patrol union official in Del Rio sector called this a logistical nightmare. We know that Customs and Border Protection says they're surging personnel to try to deal with it. Can you tell from your reporting and what you've seen what is needed and how much support is actually being given for this community?
Well, so at last count, I just heard from Border Patrol, there are 13,700 people there. And, you know, we have no idea whether they've been tested for COVID, whether they've had any interactions with the virus. So that's one thing, sort of a public health thing. They've got portable toilets. They're passing out water. It looks like DHS is clearing out some land to create some sort of processing center. But in terms of the needs, I mean, people are hungry. People need shelter from the sun, bathing facilities to keep clean in that environment. And just space, honestly, it's sort of a confined space and that they're being relegated to right now or that they're pushing themselves into right now.
It's also been reported they are mostly from Haiti. I wonder if you can confirm that based on what you heard from officials or anyone you talked to, and what else you can tell us about why they've come now and why to Del Rio.
Well, so when I spoke to some of the migrants yesterday on the Mexican side in Ciudad Acuña, like people are crossing back and forth pretty regularly to get things that they need. But it's a mix of folks who have left in recent months or recent weeks from Haiti and other countries, and other people who have been migrating for years and have spent years in South America and Central America and decided to make the trip north now. And there are all kinds of different reasons why they're coming. You know, they're hearing that the opportunity is there through their own, you know, community networks and social media networks. Some of them have run out of money or have finally built enough cash to make the trip. The conditions in their particular home countries might have reached a head in which, you know, impulsed them out and made the urgency that much greater. There are all kinds of reasons. And, you know, when I spoke to this one father, he's a computer engineer back in Haiti, and he crossed over to the Mexican side to cry. He didn't want his wife and his three-year-old daughter to see him cry, and he went over to the Mexican side to do that because the situation has been so overwhelming. And his reason being that, you know, he has family in the United States, and the opportunity that he seeks is here.
Aurelis, is there any sense of what happens next with these thousands of migrants?
So it looks as though federal authorities are ramping up the amount of personnel and resources. All day we've seen trucks coming in and out of this particular area with food, with portable toilets, with more troops that are coming down here. So I think probably the next step for DHS is to surge personnel to figure out a way to quickly process these individuals, some of which, you know, might be eligible for release into the country. We will also probably see deportation flights begin. Some of those flights had started in the nearby Air Force Base here in Del Rio. We'll probably see those ramp up here in the next several days.
That is Aurelis Hernandez of The Washington Post reporting for us from Del Rio, Texas tonight. Aurelis, thank you for your time.
Thank you.